Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Vern Kennedy. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting third. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. And now, play ball. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer takes first base on ball four. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg takes first base on ball four. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Christman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Lobbs, who is chasing the ball. Heath reaches third base with a triple. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Heath scores. Two outs. It's 3-1, Tigers. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's Tigers, 3, Indians, 3. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 3, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Keltner. Christman moves to second. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Christman scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-1 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Keltner. The throw from York and he is out, Gehringer applying the tag. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops it up and throws to first, with Kennedy covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-1 in the game. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Solters. Walker reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-1 in the game. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. York settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-1 in the game, with a triple. Heath takes first base on ball 4. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Hale strikes out. Two outs. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Solters hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-1 in the game. Lobbs hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky scoops it up and throws to first, with Hudlin covering, for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-1 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Lob settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heath. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock throws to second, with Larry covering, and has Kennedy trapped. There's the throw to Keltner, who tags Kennedy for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-2 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock takes first base on ball 4. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0-for-1 in the game. Hudlin bunts towards third. Christman fields it, throws to second, with Rogel covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-2 in the game. Lobbs strikes out. One out. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Erle Virel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Soltis. The throw from York and he is safe. Soltis steals second. Erle Virel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Soltis moves to third. Averill moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Keltner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Christman reaches second base with a double. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Kennedy bunts towards the mound. Hudlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fox. The throw from Pitlock and he is out, Larry applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Pitlock hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Heath hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Larry moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Walker hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Walker reaches second base with a double. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Walker moves to third. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Walker scores. Greenberg moves to second. 2 outs. It's 5-3, Tigers. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 0-for-3 in the game. Lobbs hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Soltis strikes out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Trosky hits a fly ball into left field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0-for-3 in the game. Rogel hits a fly ball into right field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Christman strikes out. 2 outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kennedy moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 3-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 doubles. Walker hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Frankie Pitlock. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. York settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on York. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.